Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today
FM. Ireland, good day. Welcome on in. Friday, soft launch day 249. Ray's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
And we're going to play some music for you. Yay. Yippee. Actually, speaking of music, he's a very musical child. This is a dad who's recorded his son for 1 year, right? So he's just taken a little, like, every day for a year, he's just taken a second of video of the child.
Right, saving memories. Lovely.
Just a little second. Yeah. Right, so just one little bit there. Another little bit. It's a little boy, a little baby boy. Another little bit. Did you hear it? No, it's not. And then there's... I got another one for you. Sorry, hang on. So he's gotten all these, like, just they're just 1 second clips, little teens. Hang on. So he chopped them together then. You hear it yet now?
Not quite getting it just yet.
He's, the child is just making noises, but the father's chopping it together.
I get you.
Into a song.
Spot up.
Unbelievable.
We need to get out of here.
Friday afternoon. Good day. Soft launch day 249.
Cash machine.
Who's kicking in the door there?
I have no idea.
Who's that? Who's there? Hello?
Somebody in tried to invade the studio just there.
Someone just kicked in the door. Yeah, we're on radio. Could you not do that?
I'll close that door.
Do you want to close the door? Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I didn't realise anyone's on the radio in the radio station.
Cool, yeah. Real cool, guys. Hey, Jack, cool. Hey, do you want the cash machine total?
Go on, then.
50,753. Kylie Minogue and In Your Eyes, Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ireland. Ah, it's Friday. Here comes the weekend. Busy old show for you today. We've got our hashtag McNuggetworthies. We've got to send someone and someone else. So two people, one person and a friend. I'm making this sound more difficult and incomprehensible than it actually needs to be, really. A trip for two to Chicago to give away. I mean, really, that's all I needed to say. We've got that to do with McDonald's. We'll do some lazy radio. DJ J.O. is going to be in the studio a little bit later on as well, banging out the chew-ins. And speaking of chew-ins, after 4 o'clock this afternoon, we will do Mix It Friday. The gang's all here.
Hello.
How you doing? Very, very, very busy show today. You know me, I hate being busy. I like lots of room. I like a show to breathe. I like a fine wine. I like a show to breathe. I need a bit of space to just let my arms out. I don't like to be squeezed in. I don't like to have too much in a show. I like to be able to vent and ventilate. I like to have a good time. I like to enjoy myself. I like to shoot the breeze. What's on your mind today, Ireland? 0874-100-102. Any sign of me getting the Late Late Show, actually? Has there been any overtures by the management, the head bosses, the top dogs, the big chiefs at RT?
Nobody has reached out and I haven't seen any reporting in the papers, right?
Has anyone else pulled out?
No, I don't think there's been anyone else left the race recently.
Is there anyone left? Who's left?
I don't know. Well, it's Keelty and Daly.
Well, yeah, that's true. So it's just the two of them. So I'm third now, am I?
Possibly.
That makes things much more complicated. Now find it. Someone's done something to my thingy there. Great. It really helps the mood. What's it called? The Late Late Show theme?
Yeah. Oh.
To whom it concerns. And the, to whom it concerns. Gone. That's great. Whom it concerns. Late, late theme. Is that there? Theme. You don't mind waiting.
It's absolutely fine. I'll hold the line.
Late Leigh theme. Is there anything else it could be called? Was it Simply Fish? Wasn't that what it's called?
Strictly Fish,
Strictly,
wasn't it?
Strictly yeah. Fish. No, it's not there. Someone's
strange, because that's been there all week.
It's been there all week. You see, the thing is, someone has done something and then they haven't told us about it. And now the wonderful thing is that we're finding out about it on the radio. And I love that.
This is as much news to us as it is to you, dear listener.
I can do a roll call if you like.
Go on then.
I think that's still working. 0874 100 102. Or it's Wash to Ray on show. JP?
On show.
On show, Ray. Are you a control alt delete shut down man, or do you just close the laptop? I think it says a lot about a person, from PJ and Lucan. Do you know what? I'm glad you asked that, PJ. I am, it depends on the laptop. If it's a Windows laptop, I'll shut it down. I won't control alt delete though. I'll just use the start button and the power over there. I never control alt delete.
You just hit the start button. See, I wouldn't do that.
It's on the bottom left hand corner, the start, the window.
Oh, sorry,
window.
Sorry. I thought you were talking about the power button. Some people just hit the power button.
No, I wouldn't
you
do that.
You can't do that.
No, I need an on-screen verification that the thing's going to shut down from me.
How do you feel about sleep mode?
I don't mind. Any of that kind of, with a Windows machine, I don't mind. The thing is, you can't depend on a Windows machine to not still be humming in your bag if you just close the lid on it. You just can't depend on it. With a Mac, though, I have a Mac laptop, a MacBook Air. Ooh, MacBook Air. No recession around here. And I know that when I close the lid on that, that it's not going to be still going. So it's on sleepy standby, though.
I don't like that, though. I mean, I'd be worried that your files aren't saved then.
Yeah, where do they that's go? A stupid view. That's a view of a stupid person. And that's okay as well. I mean, that's yeah. You do you, babe.
Yeah, thanks.
On show, lads, happy Friday to the big little show from Anya picking strawberries in Carlow. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Anya. Yeah, it's off launch day 249. And after record listenership figures yesterday, like we had record figures and then we got them again to yesterday, one would think that maybe, even if I don't get the Late Late Show, which is highly unlikely, that I won't get the Late Late Show.
Oh, you're saying it's highly likely then?
It's highly unlikely that I won't get it.
Okay.
At the very least, it could make me permanent in Today FM. So we're here. It's nearly a year and a half now. Like, come on, like. Foley and JP on show, sitting in a swinging egg chair in the sunroom, trying to balance a laptop on my lap. Is it a Mac or is it a PC? With work files propped up beside me on the cushions, it is very awkward, but it beats slogging it out in the office regardless. I would like any tips you have for deterring slash murdering blue bottles slash flies. From Sean and Kevin, and he says, love the show. Hey, cheers, Sean. Deterring murdering blue bottles slash flies. There's the spray. I bought this thing on the internet a couple of years ago. It's a tennis racket, but it's electrified.
Okay, again, this sounds like something that might have been over-engineered.
It's not it's a fly swatter.
Yeah.
An electric fly swatter.
Okay.
But it's in the shape of a tennis racket.
So when you say electrified, it's not like it's automated. So it's just there swatting away by itself because it's electric.
No, you hold it in your hand much like a tennis racket.
But it's got an electric charge.
It's got a battery in it, yeah.
So it electrocutes the flies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you hit the fly, lights out, flies dead. Worth having a look at that, Sean. You're not going to get it today. You might get it on the next day delivery. And on show, Rick, and the person who took the stapler off my desk, please return it. It has my name in Tippex on the top of it. Thanks from Lorraine. Quick call. Lorraine, you're not one of those people, are you? Also, Lorraine is a long name for the top of a stapler, isn't it? I mean, how'd you squeeze, like, did you use one of those Tippex pens?
Oh, yeah, they're nice. Yeah.
To write it? Because you wouldn't have used a brush. A brush, the lettering on a brush is just too fat. It's too fat for a full Lorraine. Unless it's a massive, Lorraine, is it a massive stapler? Like one of the industrial size ones? Or does it just say L-O-R-R-A? And then on the underside, you put A-I-N-E. I guess we'll never know, Lorraine, because that stapler's gone. Get up. Jason Derulio's and Want Me. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley. Get up. We're doing the McDonald's. We've got to send two people to Chicago, the home of McDonald's. All thanks to hashtag McNugget worthy. Are you hashtag McNugget worthy? We want to find out if you are and spoil you with some. They've got some new special edition McNuggets dips, sauces, because they're McDonald's are celebrating 40 years of the McNugget. I mean, that is a birthday. Forget my birth. Do you know what? I'm happy to overlook my own birthday, but I will always, always mark the occasion of the birthday of my favourite fast food.
Funnily enough, if you know anyone who's been married for a long time, your 40th anniversary, the gift is a McNugget. That's the traditional gift.
Is that
to
true?
Give. Yeah, they say 40 years McNuggets.
I'd have to look that up on the internet.
I'm fairly sure.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I have a question for. I was on the you know these internet.
I've heard of it, Jim.
I was on the internet last night, and okay, bit of inside baseball here. Okay, when we've got a giveaway to do on the radio, as we do this week with McDonald's.
Sure.
What happens is, the way it works is, they're like, we want to do a campaign, we want to do a big, as part of the big celebration, we're going to do it through your show on the radio. We've got the prize, and we've got a daily prize, €200 to give away, then the trip to Chicago at the end of the week. Here's what we want you to mention. We want you to mention the new garlic mayo dip, the mega hot sauce, the chipotle mayo, the creamy ranch sauce, all to celebrate hashtag McNugget worthy, the 40-year celebration of the McNuggets at McDonald's, okay? Then we go, yeah, cool. We start doing it on the air. And then in association with, like, it's McDonald's's prize, but we give it away on the radio, right? They came up with the whole hashtag McNugget worthy thing.
Sure.
But I was on the internet last night and I saw Lewis Capaldi given out about his cousin and chicken nuggets. Have you seen this?
No.
Now, I want to know what came first. McNugget worthy from Lewis Capaldi or McNugget worthy from McDonald's?
Oh.
Yeah, because it seems like Lewis Capaldi came up with this entire thing. Have a listen. Here he is. This is him giving out about his cousin.
Hello, it's Lewis here.
Hi, Lewis.
I have a story to share with you all. I want your opinion.
Okay, where you go? He's got his mouth is full, by the way, because he's eating, ironically, he's eating a chicken nugget.
A few weeks ago, I get my cousin Kyle tickets to a football game. I've known him all my life, great guy, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He takes his family, his wife, his kids. They have a great time, memories made that will last a lifetime. Great, thanks very much, Uncle Lewis, for helping.
If he swears on this, by the way, I blame Lewis Capaldi, don't blame me. I don't know, I haven't tidied this up. Okay, sorry, Lewis, I digress.
Right. A few weeks later, my cousin Kyle was like, all right, do you want to come for a drive, blah, 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 I'll take you out for dinner, whatever. We stop in at McDonald's. I'm a big McDonald's fan. Everyone knows this. Kyle gets his meal. I get my meal. Kyle orders McNuggets. Huge, huge news. Now, I'm obviously expecting, I'm going to split these McNuggets. Kyle hands me one McNugget. Kyle doesn't deem me worthy enough for more than one McNugget after what I've just done for him and his family. I've created memories that will last a lifetime for him and his silly little family, and this guy only gets me one nugget.
Now, the question I'm asking you, right? Lewis goes on. Who came up with this? Is Lewis doing this for McDonald's?
Or is it SpawnCon?
I don't think it is. I don't think he does SpawnCon. So I think he came up with this, and then the McDonald's people were like, bingo, let's do hashtag McNugget worthy. In which case, you owe McDonald's. You owe Lewis Capaldi free Nug Nugs for life. Sorry, Lewis, go on.
So, I just want people's opinion. I want people to let me know, do they think this was a heinous act committed by the man they call Kyle? Let's put it this way. I feel like I've shown myself to be McNugget worthy.
There it is!
There it is. I mean, come on.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Far more than just a one McNugget situation, and Kyle has cheaped out or just showed pure greed, which is one of the seven deadly sins, by the way. So yeah, let me know, I'm overreacting. You know, is that enough penance for what I gave him? Am I McNugget worthy? Please.
Sell out.
I smell a lawsuit, Ray. This is like Ed Sheeran, Marvin Gaye all over again. Who copied who? Did anyone copy anyone?
Does anyone know what came first? The Lewis Capaldi McNugget worthy or the McDonald's McNugget worthy? 0874 100 102. Actually, to weigh in on that scenario with his cousin, I have to blame Lewis. We've discussed this during the week, actually. It's Lewis's own fault for not buying a second box of chicken nuggets.
Ray Foley.
It's your own fault, man.
With Care Plus, not all careers
in Bob Sinclair, Love Generation, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon. Say hi to my kid. He's in the car, apparently. He's texting. He's got his mother's phone. He's texting me. Don't be saying hi back to the speakers. Text, send it on text. Oh, these, honestly.
Kids.
I blame the mother. Afternoon, it's Friday. Ray Foley in and on. There's JP.
How are you?
And we have a trip for two to Chicago to give away this afternoon. We're doing the draw this afternoon. You and a friend who you deem hashtag McNugget worthy to take all the way to Chicago. McDonald's are celebrating 40 years of the McNugget and... To get the party started, they've released garlic mayo, limited edition garlic mayo and mega hot sauce. Later this month, there'll be the chipotle mayo. Oh, yeah. And the creamy ranch sauce. And don't worry, guys, please don't panic. We do not want to incite panic in any way. Barbecue is still available, which is a huge relief. And the sweet and sour. Isn't there a sweet chili or something that strange people have with their McNugnugs? But honestly, as long as the barbecue is still available... then everyone's okay, guys. Here's what we're doing. We're picking one of the years of the last 40 years of McNuggets. We'll give you a bunch of clues and you guess the year. Text in the year along with your name and where you're from to 0874 100 102. And we'll have a winner of a €200 prepaid credit card today. That's the Perks credit card. And then our end of week prize, the draw for which I need to do today as well, we'll get you in the draw. For the trip 4-2 to Chicago, flights from Dublin, 3 nights in a 4-star hotel, travel insurance. Are you hashtag McNugget worthy? Guess the year.
Mispicked by Sansom in goes Aldridge and high down.
'Tis not a test. This is rock and roll. I've just been handed a piece of paper here that if it's right, it'll be the most dramatic story out of these Olympics or perhaps any others. It says Ben Johnson of Canada has been caught taking drugs and is expected to be stripped of his 100 metres gold medal, according to International Olympic Committee sources.
Took the 12 points and just hit the United Kingdom in the closest finish I've ever seen in the Eurovision Song Contest. Hit them by 1 point. There's the winner, Switzerland's Céline Dion.
Hell, was that weird bit at the end?
It's Brass. The pipes on the Brass Brothers.
Was that actually Brass then singing at the end?
It's either Luke or the other lads.
That's some sort of a weird thing they go off on, sort of a...
Oh, yeah, at the end there's a massive key change at the end.
Oh, my God. Incredible stuff. Guess the year. What is it? 0874 100 102. Let's find out if you're hashtag McNugget worthy. Oh, thanks to our friends at McDonald's celebrating 40 years of the chicken McNugget. Guess the year. 0874 100 102. I will play Mark Ronson next.
Ray Foley.
Shut up and dance. Walk the moon. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good day. Happy Friday. Bon weekend. Cherry, I'm Ray and there's JP.
Hi. Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Saying good afternoon to John Paul this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ray.
Good afternoon to you, John Paul. Oh, it's Friday and you know what? Not a moment too soon, it has to be said. I need to chill. I just need to chill out as well. Do you know what I need to do? I need to chill out.
Yeah. Big week for you, you know, with declaring your... the fact that you're in the running for the Late Late Show and the listenership figure. Big week.
It's just been a big week. It's been a bit. I've had a lot on.
You really have.
Imagine now having to do the Late Late Show tonight then on top of that. On top of the whole week. Jesus, be jaded. It's so hard. It's so hard, you see. That's the thing that people don't... I mean, people take Ryan Tuberty for granted. Because, you know, it's so hard. You might just think it's chatting for 2 hours, but it's not. It's so hard. Do you know what else is hard?
What's that?
Getting my act together and giving away this trip for two to Chicago. Yeah. I'm doing a draw later on, all with thanks to McDonald's and hashtag McNuggetworthy. McDonald's are celebrating 40 years of the McNuggets. We're asking you to identify the year. We've picked a year of the last 40. And the music from this year in particular, unbelievable. It begins with Belinda Carlisle. I just hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
It begins with Belinda Carlisle. Now, when I get the Late Late, you see someone else...
You're not going to be doing the buttons.
Someone else will be pushing the buttons for me. I'll just say, roll it there, Ray. To a different Ray, not to be seven. That'd be weird. Belinda!
Mispicked by Sanson in goes Aldridge. And I'm done! 1-0! And Ray Hunt has stopped the breakthrough.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
I've just been handed a piece of paper here that if it's right, it'll be the most dramatic story out of these Olympics or perhaps any others. It says, Ben Johnson of Canada has been caught taking drugs and is expected to be stripped of his 100 metres gold medal, according to International Olympic Committee sources.
The songs are unbelievable, aren't they?
Last 12 points had just pipped the United Kingdom of the closest finish I've ever seen in the Eurovision Song Contest. Pipped them by 1 point. There's the winner, Switzerland's Céline Dion.
All amazing songs. But what was the year, please? 0874-100-102. So I've got the €200 prepaid Parks credit card to give away now, and then got to do the draw later on to get everyone in the draw. Do the draw later on for the trip to Chicago. You're right.
Yeah. Can I play one of those songs?
Please, JP. Please.
Which one, though?
It's ringing.
That's the sound of Carlo.
It's a Carlo ringtone.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, Ray.
Who's that?
It's Kira, Ray.
It's not Kira.
It is Kira.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're in Carlow. Where is it, Carlow Town, or where are you?
No, I'm just outside at Bangnestown.
Okay, and do you like a chicken nugget? Chicken McNugget, rather.
I surely do, with a barbecue dip.
Oh, I tell you, there's no point, they're wasting their time, these McDonald's lads, with these special sauces. Because at the end of the day, the tried, true, and true tested is the BBQ.
Sometimes you want to be a bit of variety, right? Something different.
Be a bit adventurous.
Yeah.
They've got this new garlic mayo, the mega hot sauce, the chipotle mayo and creamy ranch sauce to celebrate 40 years of the chicken McNugget. Can you believe it, Kira?
I really can't.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Come here. Is there we're doing the draw for a trip for two to Chicago. Who's hashtag McNugget worthy to take on an amazing trip to USA?
Oh, sure, the one that
has
to ring the
hubby. Stop. I tell you, would you not buy him a box of six nuggets and take someone else to Chicago with you?
Oh, I'd consider it.
What's his name?
Eddie.
Shout out to Eddie then. Well, cross your fingers. We're putting you in the draw for later on for the trip to for two. And we've got a €200 Parks prepaid credit card for you. Anyways, whatever happens, that's yours.
Oh, just nice tell us what year it was first.
Oh, geez, sorry, I never...
Eddie Mac, you're putting the horse. I'm so sorry.
I'm afraid
we have to take that back.
Kira, you didn't give us the year, so I'm afraid
you had ages to give us the year.
We're going to terminate the call, Kira. And as a result of my ineptitude, I have to say I'm so sorry. Without further ado, madam, please reveal the year.
1988.
It's 1988. I tell you, I am a shambles today. I mean, more so than usual. It's absolutely outrageous. Well done. You're in the draw for the trip to Chicago and you got the €200 credit card. Well done.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Yeah. Jeez, Kira. Have a lovely weekend and good luck in the draw later on. This is happening. Turn it up to 11 on Today FM. Catch on TikTok. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Hey, JP, is DJ Joker?
Yes.
Is he on his way in or what?
Yeah, he's on the way.
Seriously, just messing around. It's like we're on the back foot all day. Mm. We're just chasing our own tails at this stage. It's absolutely ridiculous. Is he coming in?
Yeah.
In that case,
DJ J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Yeah, starty. Weekend has arrived. Less thinking, more drinking. Always in moderation, though. We're live across the nation on your favourite radio station, Today FM. Hope you are having a jar in Castlebar. On the DOS in New Ross. And acting the maggot in Ballyraggit.
J.
0874 100 102. It is Today FM. And it is 3:21 there.
J. D. J. D. J. D. J. J.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O. Noise one. Shout out to Rolo in the polo there. He's got the aftermarket exhaust pipes there. Creating a noise nuisance in the area. Come on, Rolo. This is J-O. If you get a chance, Roy, check out my new rap crew. We're called Blank Check. Yeah, we're currently unsigned. Listen, Rolo. Come here, speaking of music. Festival season is nearly here. I do love a good festival, I do. Last one I went to was fairly wet and muddy and dirty, though. Between all the mud and the part of lose, you wouldn't know what you get. E. coli, trench foot, dysentery. Yeah, in fact, all of Bob Geldof's kids were there. What to say? Good afternoon to Fatima. Good afternoon to you, Fatima. She's in for a third round of lip fillers there. She says to be handy if the Mini Cooper ever gets a puncture. Looking well, Fatima. This is J-O. What word is always spelled incorrectly? What word is always spelled incorrectly? Incorrectly. So spelled that way. Cheers, Fatima. Tony says, J-O, I'm so proud of me young fella, Jaden. The other day, his maths teacher says to him, if you have 5 apples and your mate takes 2 of the apples, what have you got? He makes us a fight on our hands. Correct answer. What to say good afternoon to Spud? He says, J-O, I'm having a rough go of it. Broke both me legs and I have to use a wheelchair for a few months. Put a strain on me and the missus' relationship. She keeps pushing me around and talking behind me back. Okay. All right, from every time she pushes to every time we touch, it's Cascada Today FM.
DJ J-O. DJ J-O.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me.
That air horn.
I still feel your touch in my
Cascada, every time we touch. FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. That's your DJ J-O doing for the Friday afternoon. I'll tell you what, it's great. It's funny, DJ J-O picked that today because I went on the gram this morning ahead of doing the Mix It Friday after 4 o'clock. I said, hey, any songs you want? You want to play a tune? You want to pick a tune? Tell me what you want. And loads of people said Cascada every time we touch.
Interesting.
We also got loads of multiple shouts for the Great and Swamp Thing. I have that in the mix, don't worry. And someone suggested an obscure Atomic Kitten tune.
Oh.
Like, the minute I saw it, I thought, well, we're playing that one then. After 4 o'clock today, Mix It Friday, stick around for that. There's a guaranteed winner on the cash machine this afternoon, and we could be calling you in a couple of minutes with Dermot Kennedy on the
way. Ray Foley.
I picked up that bag of crisps to throw them in the bin. I said, I'm finished them now. I'm going to throw them in the bin.
Right.
And then I ate them all. Upsetting. They didn't go in the bin.
They went in you.
They went in my mouth and then down into my belly. I ate all the crisps now, you see.
Yeah.
I was kind of reassuring myself with the kind of like, well, I only ate half a bag of crisps, so that's grand.
Right.
Heading into
did
the
you
weekend.
Even leave any of the crummy sort of salty residue
not
at the
bit.
Bottom of the bag? You tore the bag half open, you licked the ends, didn't you?
I licked the corners. Lads, I licked the corners. What do I do? Come on. Hopeless case.
Oh, my God.
It's only Friday afternoon, like.
Today FM's cash
machine. I've got the whole weekend ahead of me.
Can you imagine if you had the Late Late Show to do now?
It's all tumbling down.
It'd be a mess.
It's just all coming down. 9:35, and now we go over to Studio 5 and Ray Foley with the Late Late Show. The cuts to me and I'm standing there in tears.
Jeez, Ray's really raw on that TV show, isn't he?
It's very genuine, it's very real. Mm. Not afraid to share.
Except when it comes to crisps. They're all his.
They cut to the old ladies in the audience looking at each other like, this never happened with Tubridy. Do you want to do the cash machine?
We might as well, yeah.
Seriously, come on. Guaranteed winner, we're told, on the cash machine today. So you better answer that phone, do you hear me? Massive money on the line as well. Over 50,000 euro. You're going to need to know the exact total. Answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount and it's all yours. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sweet cheeks.
One ring. Two rings.
Hello.
I'm just using different lines.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Of course I can.
Excellent. Who are we talking to?
Frank.
Frank, where are you this afternoon?
I'm at home, working from home.
Okay, what do you work at, Frank?
In finance.
Okay, so you know all about money in that case.
I know, yes.
I hope you fancy winning some then, do you?
I hope so.
We've had a decent week of winning so far, Frank. Did you hear anybody else winning the money the last few days?
Yes, the last 3 days I have heard.
Now it's your turn. Have you made a note of this afternoon's winning total in the cash machine?
Okay, it's 50,753.95 cents. Sorry.
It's correct. Congratulations. Oh.
Thank you so much. I don't know what to say.
That's okay. I'm slightly overwhelmed by it all as well. How are you doing now? How are you feeling?
Nervous. I'm a bit nervous. But I'm okay. I'm excited, of course.
Have you got any ideas with what you're going to do with it?
For sure. I'm going to get a nice holidays. Okay. I don't know where yet, but for sure, something like this. I'm going to call my family and say that I have won this prize.
Are they going to believe you, Frank?
I hope so.
50,753 euro, 95 cent. Frank, it's you. You are our newest winner on the cash machine. Well done.
Thank you so much.
The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
Euro dance. Yes. Miracles from Calvin Harris. Ellie Goulding's on Today FM radios. Play the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Brodams. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo-hoo. Dance DJ on the radio station.
It does have that vibe, all right, yeah.
Woo-hoo. I think it's a great song. Merkel. Trying to corral me into some sort of form of a broadcasting broadcaster.
Well, we've got, you know, a tight schedule, right?
That's right. After 4 o'clock, we've got Mix It Friday. We're going to have a good time here. We're going to enjoy ourselves. There's going to be some fast, fun Friday Foley tunes. All the Fs this afternoon. If you want to get a voice note in on that, you know, the usual number, WhatsApp us there. And what else do we have to? What else?
There was some other small matter we had to.
Something else. I'm not the producer. I could sit here all day.
Andy, will you know? Ray, the bloody Chicago holiday.
Bloody Chicago holiday. All with thanks to our friends at McDonald's, celebrating 40 years of the hashtag McNugget worthy. Well, they're celebrating 40 years of the McNugget, and their celebration is hashtag McNugget worthy. Try to find out if you're hashtag McNugget worthy with a trip to Chicago, the home of McDonald's, to give away in our draw right now. I put all that, we had five names in the draw. I put them all into ChatGPT. And I said, hey, give me a random name. It did just that, and I'm about to ring them.
Good luck, everybody.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Ray.
Hello, are you happy with your broadband provider?
Hello. Hello, my name is Michael, and I'm just calling to check that your broadband is working all right.
That has happened to me before.
Sharon.
Yes?
You're going to Chicago. Yeah, you won a trip for two to the home of McDonald's, Chicago, USA.
I can't believe it.
That is amazing. It sounds like an incredible trip of a lifetime. You and one other person will be flying from Dublin to Chicago. We've got three nights. We'll put you in a 4-star hotel, travel insurance, all sorted for you. We'll look after you. Who did you say? We were talking to you during the week, obviously. Who did you say was hashtag McNugget worthy, worth taking?
I said I'll bring Shane, my husband.
All right. Is he there?
No, he's at work. I don't even know if he's listening to the radio.
He bloody well better be. For a trip to Chicago, he better be. I tell you. Yeah, well, listen, you've got some good news from them when he comes home later on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, off to Chicago. Do you have any plans? Did you look it up? Do you have anything you want to do over there?
I don't even know.
It's supposed to be an amazing city. I've heard of it.
Yeah, 25 years married, and we were thinking about going away somewhere, so maybe we'll go to Chicago.
Oh, well then, that's the anniversary trip sorted. We look after you. Listen, congratulations, Sharon. It's all yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll let you get your breath again. We'll organise all the details. You can go sit down, chill out. Let Shane know he's going to America. We'll give you a shout later on and sort it all out for you, okay?
Brilliant. Okay, thank you.
No bother. Cheers. Have a lovely weekend. Okay. Enjoy the trip. Too. Happy anniversary. Bye.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best start with a K. Careplus.ie.
I love the show, Anthony.
She was just about to say it.
She was not.
She literally said, "Oh, and Ray."
Oh, did she?
And then you cut her off. Is she still there?
No, she's gone.
Sharon.
I don't mind if people don't say love the show.
I know, but I could see it by your face. You're waiting.
I would prefer if they would.
And then she said it, but then you were already moving on to the next
thing. I
didn't
know she'd said it. I didn't hear the Owen Ray.
Gotta let the phone call breathe, Ray.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Sharon, was there something you wanted to say before the end of that phone call there?
What?
Love
the show.
Hey! Sharon, you little daisy. Have a lovely weekend.
It all happens here.
What an incredible week we've had, and the weekend has finally arrived. We're celebrating. It's Ray Foley on Today FM. Mix It Friday is on. Let's show them how it's done, shall we? Voice notes on 0874 100 102.
Hello, this is Martin Sheen, and Ray, I love the show.
Ray Foley. God bless you.
But can't you see?
Stop it. It goes straight to my head.
Great crowd today. Great crowd.
Thank you. You're so generous. Mix It Friday, Today FM, playing the music you love for your weekend. Here comes the weekend. Is there any sign of that air horn anywhere? Shout out to 0874 100102. Marion is in Leitrim. JP, say to Marion.
How are you, Marion?
She says, lads, top mix, not stop mix. Let's party hardy. Marion, we intend to party in a very hardy fashion. And Paddy's been on. He says he's going on a nugget run later in Drogheda for the week that's in it. Of course, celebrating on the hashtag McNuggets. They better have some of those limited edition sauces, he says. From Paddy, there's a slight air of a threat of violence.
Isn't there? Yeah.
It has to be said. We'd urge the nearest McDonald's to Drogheda to keep an eye on and make sure that the CCTV is fully fired up. Lads, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We're out of time already. I did a longer mix than usual. We didn't get to do Jamiroquai Me. Jamiroquai Me. Where JK from Jamiroquai comes in and covers the Linda Martin classic, Why Me? In Jamiroquai Me. We didn't get to do Middle Isle Carlisle, where Belinda Carlisle ranks her favourite products from Lidl and Aldi's Middle Isles. She's a doodle for the leaf blowers, the air fryers, and of course the plasma cutters in Belinda Middle. And we didn't get to do Meme Me Up Scotty. Meme Me Up Scotty, where we rank the best Star Trek memes. The one where Bones nods like that, yeah. with his mouth.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then Jim nods back to him.
Yeah.
And then Bones nods back. That's one of my faves. Anyway, that's something to look forward to on Monday. Great news.
Yeah.
Matt's on the way.
Yeah.
Ray Foley.